Pivot to Asia. After competing against then-New York Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton in the 2008 presidential campaign, U.S. President-elect Barack Obama invited her to become his Secretary of State. Clinton agreed, aiming to implement a strategy of smart power in international relations, which combined the hard power of military force with the soft power of diplomacy. Her focus initially turned to promote political reform and economic growth in the Asia-Pacific area. Clinton worked closely with groups like the Association of Southeast Asian Nations and the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Organization. She also worked to build a better relationship with China, urging them to respect human rights while seeking economic cooperation. When Chinese dissident Chen Guangcheng sought refuge in the U.S. Embassy, Clinton negotiated a deal allowing him to relocate to New York. Clinton also shifted U.S. attention towards Myanmar, known as Burma, where she saw potential for democratic progress. She met with Myanmar's leaders and believed in the signs of positive change, like the release of Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi from house arrest. The U.S. responded by easing sanctions, and Suu Kyi won a seat in parliament, marking a step forward for democracy in the country. The future of Myanmar's democracy will depend on its 2015 elections. Afghanistan and Pakistan, AFPAC. Clinton and the administration saw Afghanistan and Pakistan as interconnected challenges. When considering sending more troops to Afghanistan, the President Clinton aimed to persuade Pakistan's government that the conflict in Afghanistan was a shared responsibility. The U.S. desired Pakistan to close safe havens for the Taliban and terrorists and to reopen U.S. supply lines into Afghanistan. The State Department engaged in secret negotiations with the Taliban, but talks stalled in early 2012. Clinton believes the long-shot secret dialogue was worth testing. Clinton faced her toughest negotiations with Pakistan after the mission to kill Osama bin Laden in 2011. The Pakistani government was furious, but behind closed doors, President Asif Ali Zardari confided in Clinton, admitting, "I can't deny that the world's most wanted man was in my country." Clinton worked to mend relations. By July 2012, Pakistan allowed the U.S. to reopen supply routes to Afghanistan. Russia's political shifts. After Vladimir Putin's nearly decade-long presidency in Russia, there was a need for a reset to reboot relations with the U.S. Things started looking up when Dmitry Medvedev took over as president. Even though Putin still held the reins, Medvedev showed openness to a fresh strategic arms reduction treaty. Russia backed sanctions against North Korea and Iran, supported a no-fly zone in Libya, and joined the World Trade Organization. But when Putin reclaimed the presidency in 2012, the atmosphere changed. He aimed for Russian expansion, as seen in his moves in Crimea and Ukraine. Political and economic dynamics in Latin America and Africa. Latin America has seen positive changes in politics and economics, but drug trafficking to the U.S. remains a challenge. The government collaborated with Mexico to reduce drug imports and tackle cartel leaders. Efforts were made to address income inequality by promoting energy development through initiatives like the Energy and Climate Partnership of the Americas. Clinton collaborated with member nations of the Organization of American States, OAS, to end Cuba's suspension and open it to global relations. The Castro brothers declined Clinton's proposal, which demanded Cuba implement sufficient democratic reforms to align with the OAS charter. Instead, the administration focused on the Cuban people rather than the government, offering easier visitation rights and increased remittances from Cubans in the U.S. Clinton promoted democracy in Africa, where nations are at a crossroads. They can either pursue economic growth or continue to face violence. Clinton believes that economically struggling countries can achieve democratic reform, as demonstrated by hopeful examples such as Liberia, Kenya, and Botswana. The status of African women is a concern, particularly in the war-torn Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, which is plagued by an epidemic of sexual violence. Clinton allocated more than $17 million to the DRC to aid victims of violence and to train and equip law enforcement. Her approach to Africa was rooted in the idea of finding African solutions to African problems. Throughout her efforts, former South African President Nelson Mandela served as her inspiration and moral example, the Arab Spring and Libya. Back in 2010, the world was a powder keg, and it only took a spark to set off major changes. Picture this: Obama and Clinton were working hard to keep things stable between Israel and Palestine when suddenly, boom, the Arab Spring erupted. This was a series of protests rocking countries like Tunisia and Egypt, shaking up everything. Fast forward to November 2012, and the parties finally signed a ceasefire after all the chaos. So, imagine this: protests turning into revolutions, leaders getting toppled, and big decisions about military intervention. That's the roller coaster ride of the Arab Spring in Libya. The Arab Spring began in Tunisia and spread to Cairo. As the Tunisian uprising grew, Clinton met with U.S. allied Arab leaders and warned them, "The region's foundations are sinking into the sand." In February 2011, demonstrations in Benghazi, Libya, morphed into armed rebellion, followed by Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's violent government crackdown. The administration debated intervening with a no-fly zone. The Arab League revoked Libya's membership and recognized Gaddafi's opponents as the country's legitimate representatives. As Gaddafi prepared to advance on Benghazi and slaughter its citizens, the U.S. and its NATO allies deployed the Operation Unified Protector military campaign, which led to his overthrow. Spouse. In 2012, during Muslim protests against a critical video about Prophet Muhammad, a mob attacked the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, resulting in the deaths of four Americans, including Ambassador Chris Stevens. A CIA rapid response team nearby couldn't reach the compound in time to rescue them before it caught fire, and they died of smoke inhalation. The Benghazi facility, temporary and without marine protection, had inadequate internet connections. Clinton and the State Department secured other U.S. facilities in the Middle East as protests continued. An official investigation found systemic problems and management deficiencies in the State Department that contributed to the Benghazi incident. Clinton implemented the report's nearly 30 recommended improvements. Iran's nuclear concerns. Iran's pursuit of nuclear capabilities has sparked concern worldwide, particularly among the U.S. government and other nations. Tensions escalated when Mahmoud Ahmadinejad took office as Iran's president in 2005, straining relations with the U.S. In 2009, protests erupted across Iran following a disputed presidential election, met with harsh government crackdowns. Amidst these tensions, intelligence revealed Iran's enrichment of nuclear materials near Qom. Diplomatic efforts ensued, with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton notifying the UN Security Council P5+1 of the covert facility during a G20 meeting. In Geneva, P5+1 representatives confronted Iran. Under threat of more sanctions, Iran agreed to allow inspectors to visit the secret site. After difficult subsequent negotiations, the UN Security Council approved sanctions to force Iranian concessions. Clinton worked with the Sultan of Oman to open back channels and encourage engagement. Ahmadinejad's tenure ended and Iranians elected Hassan Rouhani president in 2013. Tensions eased. The U.S. and its allies crafted an agreement in which Iran would eliminate its stockpile of higher-enriched uranium and stop work on new facilities. Syria, a wicked problem. In 2011, Syria faced a major uprising during the Arab Spring. President Bashar al-Assad responded with brutal force, causing the deaths of about 150,000 citizens. When the United Nations tried to pass a resolution condemning al-Assad's actions, Russia and China blocked it. Efforts by the Arab League to resolve the crisis were also hampered by Russian opposition. Kofi Annan, a former UN Secretary General, tried to broker peace in Syria but resigned due to Russian opposition. The United States responded by imposing sanctions and offering humanitarian aid to Syrian rebels. There was even talk of arming the rebels, but President Obama rejected this idea, despite suggestions from officials like Hillary Clinton and retired General David Petraeus. After Clinton left her position as Secretary of State, the U.S. worked with Russia to impose sanctions on Syria for its use of chemical weapons. Clinton described the situation in Syria as a wicked problem, meaning it's extremely difficult to find a good solution. She emphasized that the U.S. can't just stand by and do nothing, even though there are no easy answers. International issues and energy. Clinton sees climate change as a top global concern. Back in 2009, she and Obama went to Copenhagen for a UN climate change convention. They signed a deal to curb carbon emissions by 2020. Jobs, energy, and international trade are among the other global issues facing the U.S. in the future. America must employ economic statecraft to create new opportunities for growth and shared prosperity. Open trade is key. In 2011, Clinton went to Hong Kong, pushing for more U.S. manufacturing and selling stuff to fast-growing countries in Asia and beyond. But there's a problem. The U.S. hit a debt crisis. China and others worried if America could be counted on economically. The government is all about energy, too. They've got a plan. 1. Sort out fights over energy between countries. 2. Stop nations from holding back energy to punish others. 3. Keep putting pressure on Iran about its energy deals. 4. Tout solar, wind, hydro, geothermal, and natural gas. 5. Encourage transparency and accountability in energy. Clinton likes simple fixes too. Like giving clean cookstoves to women in poor countries who use coal or wood because they don't have electricity. Advanced human, women's, and LGBT rights. Hillary Clinton tackled a range of issues during her time in office, from providing urgent aid after the 2010 Haitian earthquake to navigating the challenges of digital diplomacy. One of her top priorities was promoting human rights, particularly for minority groups, women, and the LGBT community. Back in 1995, as First Lady, Clinton made a powerful statement at the Fourth World Conference on Women in Beijing. She emphasized that human rights are women's rights, and women's rights are human rights, once and for all. Wherever she traveled, Clinton made a point of meeting everyday people and pressing world leaders on their treatment of women. She played a key role in establishing the first U.S. ambassador for global women's issues in 2009 and led efforts to bring the U.S. back into the UN Human Rights Council. During her time as Secretary of State, Clinton launched various initiatives to empower women in business, education, and technology. She also spoke out for the rights of LGBT individuals in a 2011 speech to the UN Human Rights Council. She wanted to send a clear message that protecting LGBT citizens were part of human rights obligations. She highlighted the progress made in countries like Nepal, Mongolia, and South Africa, urging others to follow suit. For Clinton, these issues are the pressing challenges of our time. She draws inspiration from her mother's words, "Never stop working to make the world a better place." Key points. 1. Clinton pursued smart power, boosting Asia-Pacific ties and Myanmar's democracy. 2. Efforts in Afghanistan-Pakistan focused on Taliban talks and rebuilding post-Bin Laden. 3. Russia's shifts under Putin and Medvedev impacted global relations. 4. Latin America and Africa saw democracy promotion and anti-drug efforts. 5. U.S. involvement in the Arab Spring and Libya highlighted Middle East complexities. 6. Benghazi attack spurred State Department security upgrades. 7. Clinton's tenure prioritized Iran's nuclear issue, the Syria crisis, and global human rights.